Hello, welcome along to this week's episode of the Let's Get Running podcast. How you doing, Jermaine?
What? I'm good. All I'm more worried about the White Devil.
Yeah, about his mental and physical state. Yeah.
I don't know whether, you know, send the coroners round.
Yeah. We should have been playing some kind of little violin music in the background, shouldn't we, really? But, yeah. Hey.
The Undertaker music. Do, 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 yeah?
Yeah, they should bury me right now. Yeah. Yeah, so it didn't go well. If you didn't see, if I haven't, like, flushed it down your neck, I ran 2:41 and something. Frankfurt.
Which is, I still think, is a reasonably good time, but yeah. Obviously what you're aiming for, it was bad, but yeah. Considering, I still think that's a reasonably good time.
Yeah, and I did moonwalk over the line, which was funny. I thought, I've got to do something down this line because my face looks like I've been slapped this whole race. I better do something with a bit of light relief, so I tried to moonwalk over the line, so... Yeah, it was funny. It was a nice race. It was conditions were great and everything.
Talk us through the build up, like going, you know, like the warm up when you got there, dropping your bag off. Tell us the story.
I'll go back. If I want to tell the whole story, I should go back to the week before. So what happened was, I've been trying to avoid people like the plague, right? Because I just don't want to get ill. But I got a bloody bug in the week leading up. And it was really annoying. You know, one of those ones that your glands are swollen. I'm still a bit sick now, a bit sore throaty. My ears hurt. Like, you know, when your glands swell up and your ears start to, like, you know, your hearing's a bit weird and you can't really, it's weird. So it was not really debilitating, but every run just felt really hard. And it's annoying because I tend to get this a lot, right, on big races. So I think maybe it's like, I get like so not nervous, like so like hyped for it that I'm maybe like, I don't know whether even the flu might be psychosomatic or it's like my immune system is low because I'm so adrenaline pumped that things can attack me easily and bring me down. So I wasn't well the week leading up and I was pumping back the vitamin C. I probably had 3 vitamin C's a day, which is a bit nuts. You know, those dissolvable tablets.
Yeah, but that's no bad thing because all you do is shit out.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know if that Molly was sending me all these drinks you were drinking in the week before, these hydration tabs, these vitamin C tabs. That's why you're ill. She said that's why you had a stomach bug in the race, because you just had so many of these vitamin C drinks and whatever else, and it crowded you out and whatever else. So I don't know.
Right.
I don't know, but we went there on Friday and it was all right. I was still not feeling 100%, but like, you know, when you're trying to like ignore that and think, yeah, I'm fine, I'm doing all right, but yeah, like, I'm going to try and be all right. And I knew how tough it was. So mentally, I was not like thinking, this is going to be great. This is going to be my day. And I was just thinking, right, come on, you can do this. Just like focus on what you're doing and do all this. And so I was not confident just because I didn't feel great. And then, so we then did, I was part of the Elite B race. So I got there on Friday. Yeah, went on the day before to put all the drinks in. I was just feeling like not, you know, when you're not 100%, but I just thought, you know what I mean? I'm just going to do it. So I put my drinks on the tables, yeah. But the tables were a bit, they were not easy. They were not easy to, like, if you're an elite, or if you were one of the Kenyan fellas or someone in the England team, they showed you exactly where your drink was going to be, and they had like 3 bottles per table. Whereas everybody else, they just lobbed your bottle on a table and hoped you could find it. So everyone was putting like flags and stuff on their bottles, and I just thought, I'll find it. It's a little pink thing, it'd be fine.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, but actually, I don't think it was that. That wasn't a problem. I did find a couple of them. I missed a couple more, but you know, in the end, it wasn't my lack of fuel. It's probably too much. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah,
started the first 5K, and I felt I was all right. I was chatting along to a couple of guys. Mike Crawley had a quick word with, and I felt all right till 5K. I was right on the back. I decided just to sit at the very, very back of the.
Wait a minute. So. Yeah. Obviously, you knew you was under the weather, yeah, but you're trying to forget that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, in your mind, did you try to go off a bit slower, or was you still going to go for 220?
I was still going to go for 220 just because, like, I wanted to be brave. Do you know what I mean? I wanted to go out and give it a go. So I just did it.
Okay, mind over matter.
Mind over matter. So I should actually go back to the breakfast. Like, breakfast was fine.
Oh, boy.
Fine. And I've been following Rini's stuff, and it's had no problems at all with my nutrition before and during my training. It's been improved a lot through Rini's advice. But on the breakfast in the morning, I don't know why, there wasn't I usually have no white toast. She said, "Tom, there was white toast, but I had loads of these pretzels because I thought that's white bread, that'd be fine. I'll eat those." So I don't know if that made a difference. And I had I ate a bit too much, a little bit too much at breakfast, but it's difficult to know. And then
you sound like a Kenyan with free lunch.
Yeah. And then I met my mate Zach, who was there, and we had a bit of aggro Zach because I forgot his number in my room, so we had to run back and get it. And then we came back, and then he then didn't have a chip, so we had to run off and get a chip. But it wasn't stressing me out. I was actually feeling.
But fine. Why was you running around after him?
Just because we're mates, and I thought it'd help him out. It was a warm up. It was a warm up.
What happened to being so low? So self-centered.
Yeah, I don't know. But to be fair, I went to get him his because he didn't arrive till Saturday night. So I went to get all his stuff, and she said to me, "Oh, he hasn't got a chip." So then I thought, "Oh, right, he must have organised something already." So I didn't then tell him, "Listen, Zach, don't forget you've already registered as someone who's got their own chip, so don't forget to bring it." But then he forgot to bring it. So I felt a bit personally responsible that he had to run around and find this stuff. But those are no excuses because actually it didn't bother me that much, and I was pretty much fine. I had my ketone, that felt fine. Got on the race, first 5K, feeling pretty good, right? And then got to about 7K. I thought.
So wait. First 5K was right, good pacing, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. I think it was a bit fluctuating because the wind was fairly strong. So sometimes you get the wind in your face, sometimes it'll be behind you. But I felt good at around 3:20 pace. But just before.
And the crowds, he wasn't squeezed. There was enough space and stuff.
No, way enough space. I wasn't falling over. I sat behind Betsy Sana because I knew she was the women's favourite. And they talked about her going off at 70 minute pace. And she had her very own pacer who was like a friend of hers. And they were very much like at the back of that. Like the women's pack, because it looked like they knew exactly what they were doing. So I just thought, right, I'm going to sit behind Betsy and just see what happens. And then I think it was quite early on. I was thinking, oh man, I'm not feeling, my stomach's not feeling good. And it might have been the nerves.
Between 5 and 10K?
I think it was actually just before 5, because I thought, I don't know if I should take this bottle. Do you know what I mean? I was thinking, shall I take this nutrition? And I thought, listen, I can see the bottle there. I may as well take it because if I can't find the next one, I'll be annoyed that I missed the bottle before. So I took a bit on and then I put a bit in my mouth. And it was then my stomach was just in knots. And so I carried on. So I had to 5K and then 10K, I found my bottle again. So I thought just a little bit more. But my stomach, I was thinking, I'll get over this, my stomach. I'll get over it. It'd be fine. It would just carry on. Got to about 15, 20K and Kev Quinn, good dad Kev, he came past and he came up to me and said, "Come on, we'll stick in together till 20. I said, "I don't know what's wrong, Kev, but my stomach's going, because I'd fallen off the back of that group.
But when you say your stomach, what you just need is shit or?
No, it was cramping. It was just cramping up. Okay. And so I stayed with them for a bit, him and Darren Deed and another guy, probably a German fella. And
Darren Deed, he was like Derby or something.
Oh no, he's Bedford. Okay. Yeah. Older fella. Yeah,
he always runs, and he always cuts the inside of his shorts for his balls hanging out of his shorts. Because he always puts his spikes on first, and then puts his shorts on, which always ends up cutting his shorts. And first time my girlfriend saw him, she goes, "Why is that runner got his balls hanging out?"
Darren, if you're listening, I apologise. So yeah, me and Darren were together, and then it just, everything was just going a bit wrong, and then I had to at one stage, I was like, I'm going to have to stop because I'm going to be sick, and I kind of stopped and was like, it was never really like a big load of sick. It's just like I had to really like spit loads of stuff, and I could, I was sick in the mouth, and a little bit sick, but no, I wasn't like.
So you was feeling nauseous?
Yeah, yeah, real nauseous. Right. And then, like, you can see on my Strava, like, I kept pushing on, but nothing was happening. And I think I stopped my watch at one stage. And
so where are we now? 10K, 15K?
20. We're up to 20, up to halfway. But I was already, halfway, I knew I was gone. Because I ran for it about 72, but I'd lost Kev Quinn and Darren Deed, and my legs, I was just getting slower and slower. Just because I couldn't really push. My stomach was just like, every time I moved, I was like, oh, fuck. Really painful. And then I think everything wound into one another. So like, as soon as you start to think, all your focus goes to your stomach, you then can't think about pushing, and your legs just go, and you can't be, you know, you, and then mentally you fall in, you collapse. Do you know what I mean? You're everything collapses, and you think, oh, it's gone. I'm just going to try and get round. I kept thinking, just see how it goes for a bit, and then we can pick this up and it'd be fine. And then I got to about 35, and I was just like retching. I had to just stop because I thought, oh, I'm going to be sick. I've got to stop. And I pulled over.
Retching? I don't know what that is.
Like you're going, like that.
Okay.
And I did it a few times, and I thought, right, that's done now. I can start running again. Started running.
So did sick come out?
Happened again. No, it was funny. It was enough to say I was sick, but like, it wasn't like how you'd imagine, like, you know, projectile vomit thingy. Because I don't think anything was in there. Do you know what I mean? I think there was nothing there to be sick with.
So liquid.
There was a bit of liquid, but there was nothing. There's no like big chunky big sick or anything like that. But it was like you can see on my Strava, 1 mile was a 6:10, and that was when I kept having to stop, and just like every time I started you running again, it was like, oh, for
Heinz
fuck's
big
sake.
Soup. Heinz big soup in that one.
Oh yeah, it's disgusting. the Heinz big soup K. And then I got going, and at that point it was just like I'm having a horrible time. I should have just stopped. And just thought, like, let's fight another day. Let's get another marathon in. But I just thought, you know, my wife was there and some friends had come to watch. And I just thought, you know what? If I decide I don't want to do this again, which I was having such a horrible time, I was thinking, I don't think I want to do this again. So I thought, I think I'm happy with my running career now. I think I'm done. And so I thought, if I end on a DNF, I'll be really disappointed. So at that point, I just thought, don't worry about hurting yourself. Don't push any harder, just jogging and just jog and just try and enjoy it. And I was kind of enjoying it. From every time I put something in my mouth, I was going to be sick again. So like I was tired. So I'm thinking I'll just have a gel, and I put a gel in my mouth and I started retching again. And I even put water in my mouth, and I like tried to have a drink of water, and then I felt sick again. And it was just like everything I put in my mouth. So I couldn't take any nutrition on. I was just every time so I just felt sick. So yeah, and then the worst man. The worst moment was when there's this guy about 30-something K, 35. A big group of 20 came past me. And the guy at the back of the group had shit himself. Right? Shit all over his legs.
over the place or over his face?
Over his legs. All the way down the inside of his legs. Because I smelt this thing and I thought... And listen, Jermaine, like, you know what a runner's shit smells like? It is dreadful. And this guy ran past in a big pack, right? And like it hit me. You know when it's a smell, it's like it hits you. And already, I'd just been retching after trying to eat one of their German gels. And suddenly this guy comes past with poo down his legs. And I was like, oh. But imagine having to run with that guy. It begs
was
the question,
he at the
right?
Front of the group?
No.
Was he at the back of the pack?
He was hanging on the back of the pack. But, like, if I
you're
was...
down right there trying to leave him there, like, boy, we need to lose Mr. Stinky.
Yeah, Mr. Stinky was hanging on. I'm hoping we're not embarrassing Mr. Stinky, but it was absolutely foul. It, like, made me gag again, which is horrible. So, yeah, then once that had happened, it was just like, I couldn't give
you,
a fly.
Did you get what fest he was in? Or do you know what time he ran?
He ran about 2:28, I think. He
that's
finished
what, that's
really
what happens
strong.
If you skip the toilet.
Yeah.
You went 2:28 target, boy.
That's what I should have done, just shit it right. Oh, I had nothing to shit out, so I didn't know what could happen. But it's funny because like right now, Like, it feels like I'm the last, like, I mean, how many days, we're now recording this Thursday, my stomach's still sore. Like, it still, like, feels like I've done, like, 40, you know, it still's like, ab exercises. It's really,
okay, because
really
that's because it's been contracted,
yeah. So it's so frustrating, because I thought nutrition was right. The only thing I can think of is, A, those vitamin C tabs, I had too many, and I was eating too many of that kind of thing in the week leading up. And the second thing I think of is, although I've practiced with drinks, I haven't practiced, like, with that regularity. Do you know what I mean? Like, I haven't, like, had a drink at 5K when I started running. I've had a gel, and I'm great with gels. Belly's fine now because I've improved that. And I was confident that my stomach just was, like, I thought I was stomach cramp proof. But maybe the fact that I was taking on... I was hurting by 5K. I can't understand why at 5K I was already bad. It just doesn't... I can't understand it.
But, like, if you were saying, like, you should have practiced with all that stuff like you was going to do in the race, so nothing's different.
Yeah.
So that was maybe a mistake, but yeah, you're right. It probably wasn't that, because if your stomach's already hurting by 5K, you probably had like a virus bug.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's real frustrating, because I can't understand. But I mean, I could have I should have maybe practiced that. I did practice. I tried the Morton drink and it was fine. Tried it on a race, it was fine. Like, so in theory, I felt I was good with that. But maybe, I should have just had some runs where I'm doing like a 5K loop and just drink after every 5K just to get ready for it. Yeah, anyway. Is your dog eating your house, Edmund?
For some reason, he always gets lively when I'm doing a podcast for a He's trying to bite a bowl.
Best thing to do, I reckon. I wish I was biting a bottle right now. But hey, so that was it. And I got in and I just finished. And like, I was glad that I finished. And I felt a bit sick when I finished. I had to stop and like have my head in a bin for about an hour. And then I got all right. And then we had a nice day. Do you know? But it was,
But I want to know.
Yeah.
What was you like on the way home?
From the race?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I've had enough disappointments in my running career not to let it bother me too much.
Yeah, you just got on with it and just forget about it, yeah?
Yeah, you know, I've had so many. I mean, this was quite a bitter one to take, but it was still like, I've had worse. I think I've had worse disappointments. So I just kind of got on with it and got back into it. And then I'm probably pretty tired still because I've been staying with a friend for a couple of days in Germany and we're just back yesterday. But yeah, it's done. And I don't know, I'm still not sure whether that's it now. I kind of feel like maybe it is it for a bit. Like, I think I haven't got much to think about, but maybe another challenge will come up and I'll think about another challenge and do it again. And originally when I first finished, I was thinking, right, enter for London, make sure you're on London entry so you can win the marathon so you got a chance. But
because I was saying to you this before we came on air, what happened if Sean did run sub 2:20?
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, well, this ain't my last race. I'm going for
an England best. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's done. And I'm glad it's done in a way, but it's, I don't think I learned a whole lot from it, from the race. I think I learned a lot in the training. I learned a lot with the nutrition, really worked well. But it's a shame that all the things that I learned and all the things that I tested in the end, in the race, they didn't make a difference. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it was, that's the most disappointing thing, that the race was just its own anomaly. And I think that is the only thing that I've learned. Well, no, that's a lie. One of the main things that I learned from that particular race was that you just never know what's going to happen on a marathon. So don't put
big runs, you can't, like the big races.
Yeah.
Because there's so much more things can go wrong, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I mean, if I had a bit of stomach problem in a 10K, do you know what I mean? A local 10K in wherever, that wouldn't have become like a crippling thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or if it was a local marathon where I was just, you know, I don't know, and the Newton Abbott marathon, it wouldn't have made a difference because it wouldn't have been, my mind wouldn't have been so invested in doing it, and I think it wouldn't have made it as bad. So, yeah. It just, the marathon, I think I won't use the swear word that Scott Overall used, but marathons are just,
they're tough.
They're tough.
Or doo-doo.
Yeah, they're doo-doo. I think you used a worse swear word than that, but, you know.
That's why stick to track.
Stick to track. My speed went a long time ago. My mountain running's gone.
Once your baby's a bit older,
yeah,
you think, okay, now I want to get him or her, I don't know.
Yeah.
But you get him inspired into running.
Yeah.
Okay, her.
Yeah.
So you think, okay, let me do a race.
Yeah.
And that's when you can train for your next one in a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, I want her to grow up with seeing me run. And my wife, Molly's a good runner. Like, she did 3:23 in a marathon, and she is, you wouldn't say she's a runner, but she obviously can run. She's pretty good. So I want her to grow up seeing us running together. So I think it's important that I don't stop doing it. And I think I can probably still run a bit of cross country quite well. See what happens.
I don't know what you would look like fat with a pot belly.
Well, she keeps saying that to me. Yeah, she said, I don't want you to get fat now. I like your tush.
Because in my head, all I can picture is the Grinch, like tall and thin with a little round belly.
Anyway, we should wrap this up. And leave you guys to your evening dinners or whatever you're doing right now. And we'll catch up. We've got a show coming out Monday, so it's a short break between the two shows. We just wanted to have a chat about the final bit of Project 220 and update you on the result. But yeah,
we got to feel something to fill the void.
Fill the void. And if you saw that, if you did look on our Instagram, we had lots of lovely messages. I'm going to try and reply to all of them, just a bit like all over the place. But lots of lovely messages. And if you saw that lovely vest that I was wearing, we're going to sell those vests and I get those sorted. But they are sorted. I just need to get it sorted for retail. Yeah.
You need to get your own shorts, because I saw you was wearing Puma shorts.
I was, yeah. They're the only blue shorts I could find. Amazon, everybody. Get on Amazon. Make the Amazon man, whatever his name is, a bit richer. He's he's on there. Buy some of them Puma shorts. Yeah, nice one. Right, Jermaine, we'll speak soon.
Okay, cool. See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye. Nearly forgot to make a quick mention on the show about the UK Endurance Conference, which is heading north next month for their northern stays, a northern event. It's a great event for all coaches and athletes up north in the northern area. It's taking place in Liverpool on Sunday, the 25th of November. Loads of good speakers. If you're interested in going down there, you can go and listen to Mike Baxter, former international runner, coach to athletes like Claire Duck. He's going to talk about his experience as a runner and coach. Got Alison Benton, who is a coach at the ABT training group, coaches a lot of marathon runners down there, who, amongst others, Tom Evans, who we've interviewed on the show a few months back. And we have Steve Vernon talking about how he's both his running career and the formation of the coaching team at Team Balance Manchester. So if you want any more details about it, search UK Endurance Conference online. But if you want to send an email to the team, it's ukendurancecomf@gmail.com, or check them out on Twitter or on Facebook. Check it out. Bye.